Pippa Hudson, lines are always open on 021-446-0567.
The popular guest speaker series is back at the one and only hotel in the waterfront. If you've never been to one of these evenings, you've really missed out. What they do is invite an inspiring or motivating, empowering speaker, someone who's done something extraordinary or unusual, perhaps, to come and share their story at the ballroom of the hotel. You sit and enjoy the talk with that guest. Then you go down to dinner at Ruben's restaurant afterwards for a lovely buffet. And in fact, have the chance to chat a little bit more informally to the speaker on a one-on-one basis, if you'd like to. And kicking off again tomorrow evening, and we're delighted to have their first speaker for this year's series on the line with us today for a bit of a sneak preview. The topic tomorrow night is understanding the great white shark. And the speaker is conservationist and filmmaker Mike Runson, often referred to as the Shark Man. Mike started his career as a commercial fisherman before he joined the shark diving industry in about 1994. And he's really spent nearly 20 years studying sharks, free diving with great whites. He's passionate about conserving this apex predator and has made some award-winning documentaries about them, which have really gained international acclaim. For example, you might have caught his film Beyond Fear, which aired on the National Geographic Channel to an audience of something like 300 million people. A man who knows a lot about sharks, who spends a lot of time with great whites at much closer quarters than most of us would be comfortable with. Mike, it's great to have you with us on the line this afternoon. Thanks for chatting to me.
Thank you for inviting me.
It's a pleasure. Mike, your talk tomorrow night at the One and Only Hotel is on understanding the great white. Would you say that they are largely misunderstood as a species?
Yes. Everything that we got started, everything that we thought about them and could read up, and when we found that it's not completely like that. They're not this man-eating monsters. They're actually very intelligent animals.
It is a creature which instills fear into the heart of the very mention for many people, Mike. And I know that that's a perception that you have spent years trying to shift and change and trying to make people look at them differently. You've chosen to spend a lot of time free diving with great whites outside of the safety of a cage. Is that partly because you want to demonstrate that they are not, as you said, these fearsome man-eaters who will turn on any human who comes into contact with them?
Yes, it started with us free diving, trying to dispel the myth. And with the free diving, we learned a lot about the social structures and the body language and how the animals actually are in the social networks.
Now, I know since 2009 already, you've been working with Dr. Sarah Andreotti, the marine biologist, studying shark populations, Mark, and helping to collect really extensive data, particularly around sharks' DNA. What have you learned from that genetic information, and what do you hope to learn from that info?
Well, not to give all talk away, I'm privileged to work with Dr. Andreotti. And we're discovering with a new technique like DNA and population dynamics a lot about the animals, how many they are, what their status in the wild is, where they go, and how the populations work worldwide and in South Africa. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting work.
What are the biggest threats to these creatures' survival, Mike? I know you've expressed concern that they really are potentially at risk of extinction. What are the biggest challenges to their survival?
The only predator that plays a major role in the extinction is man. We need to change our ways we deal with these animals throughout the year. Otherwise, my child won't be able to see them in the nearby future.
Scary thought. Mike, somebody's SMS'd us asking whether in all the years you've been freediving with sharks, you've ever had any uncomfortably close encounters or even been bitten by one of them. Has it ever happened?
I've never been bitten by one of them, but we learned through our mistakes. When we got started diving, we didn't know anything about them, so we made some mistakes, and the animals definitely let us know that we shouldn't do that again.
Okay. Mike, I know that you have been, you're one of the inventors of something called the Shark Safe Barrier that you've been working on for years, intending to develop something that could be an alternative to shark nets, something that puts a barrier between sharks and humans and reduces the chance of an encounter which could go wrong. What's the status of that project? How far along are you in developing and testing it?
Well, we have done all the science behind it now. So far, we just published or got acceptance in a publication that proves exclusion zone, that the animals do not pass through this barrier. So far, with all that tests, we have 100% success rate. We are on the verge of being able to deploy it on a ocean location. We're almost there with the engineering side. Some of our structures has lasted in the Cape of Storms for almost 2 years now. July would be 2 years that the structure's been in the water maintenance free.
Wow. Okay, so this is something that definitely has potential to be explored further, Mike. Just before we run out of time, you've mentioned Dr. Sarah Andreotti and your work with her. Is she part of your presentation at the One and Only tomorrow night, or is it just you speaking?
Dr. Andreotti is in Italy at the moment.
Okay.
So I'll be speaking on her behalf of her work and the work I've been doing with her. But unfortunately, she cannot join us.
Fair enough. Mike, thanks so much for making time to speak to us today, because I know you are in transit, in fact, from Mozambique to South Africa. So we appreciate your chatting to us, Mike, and good luck for the talk tomorrow night. Mike Runson, their conservationist and filmmaker, who will be speaking at the first of the guest speaker series hosted by the One and Only Hotel in the Waterfront. If you'd like to hear more and in much more detail about Mike's freediving experience with sharks, about that research that he has been involved with Dr. Sarah Andreotti, looking at the DNA of sharks and what we can learn from their genetic information, what you need to do is either call the hotel on 021-431-4511 or send an email to restaurant.reservations@oneandonlycapetown.com. Now, how it works is this. The tickets are R350 a head, and that includes the talk as well as a three-course buffet dinner at Ruben's Restaurant. I think it's one of the best deals around, because you get a fascinating talk followed by a really top-notch dinner afterwards, and the opportunity to talk on a more informal level during dinner to Mike himself. So if you would like it, there are still a few seats left for the presentation tomorrow evening, Thursday the 25th of May. It starts at 6 for 6:30 in the ballroom of the One and Only Hotel.